Fault Lines, written by Doug Johnstone and read by Caroline Guthrie.
Chapter 1. The moment she set foot on the Inch, she felt something was wrong. She tied the three-seater rib to a mooring post on the jetty and turned. The island looked the same, black sand shimmering in the low summer light, the sun's rays bouncing down the Forth and hitting the island in a low-slung blaze. Beyond the beach, hardened lava flows billowed down from the volcanic vents that dominated the island. Scraps of moss and seagrass cut green through the black and grey of the rocky terrain. Over the years, they'd brought life to the newborn land and clung on. It was too quiet, Surtsey realised. That was the problem. Where were the gulls and crows? Scientists had been coming to the island since it emerged in a giant plume of volcanic ash 25 years ago. The birds knew that humans meant possible food and usually greeted their arrival with a flurry of squawks and shrieks. But she was alone. Just the low ruffle of waves on the beach, the hollow thud of her rigid hull boat bobbing against the jetty. And where was Tom's boat? He didn't always moor at the jetty. Sometimes he landed round the coast, paranoid about them being seen together, even out here in the middle of the Firth. But that was such a hassle, and he'd been relaxed about it recently, so Surtsey was surprised not to see it tied up. She did a slow 360, the salty bite of the sea air in her nose, and wondered what she was missing. Inchkeith to the northwest, its lighthouse and derelict battlements silhouetted against the setting sun. Behind it, Burnt Island and the three bridges, a mess of struts and cables, supports and towers. Round to Granton and Leith Harbour, the beaches of Portobello and Joppa hidden by the island's peaks from this side. It was deliberate that they met on the north side, in case of prying eyes with strong binoculars. Surtsey looked up at the twin volcanic peaks, brooding in the dusk. Surtsey had been up those slopes, explored every scrap of the Inch over many visits since she began her studies. So lucky to be a volcanologist and have this on her doorstep, the best laboratory in the world with Edinburgh University leading research. She looked to the east, the flat expanse of East Lothian. She got a flutter of unease at the missing Cockenzie power station chimneys. They'd been a landmark of her childhood in Joppa, and their recent demolition left a flicker of longing in her heart. Further east was Berwick Law, then open sea, tankers drifting out there, wash glittering in the light. Where was he? She checked her phone. No new message, just the text from earlier. Fancy a picnic tonight, usual time and place, tea, kiss. Picnic was a stupid euphemism, Tom trying to be careful. Unnecessary, since it was from the phone he only used for her, the phone his wife didn't know about. It had been going on for 6 months. The first time was after a drinks thing at uni, celebrating a new grant award for the research group, money that would keep everyone coming back to the Inch for years. After cheap Prosecco in the Grant Institute at King's Buildings, a handful of them moved on to beers at the Old Bell. Surtsey was drunk enough to flirt with him and to be flattered by his attention. He was 20 years older and married, but he was sharp, had authority and a certain charm, still handsome and trim. And he was ridiculously grateful. One reason she kept it going, the look in his eyes when she undressed in front of him. He was getting to fuck a firm 25-year-old for the first time since his wife had been that age, and he was like an excitable puppy. It was so different to sex with Brendan, ages with her, cute and skinny, innocent and uncomplicated. She hit reply on her phone. I'm here. Where are you? Kiss. She walked off the jetty and jumped onto the beach. Even though she knew the geological processes that made it, she was still amazed by the black sand, glistening like oil where it was wet, more like iron filings above high tide. She lifted a handful and let it run through her fingers, then brushed her hand on her dress.